Can you hear me, madam?
Yes, I can, ma'am.
Okay, you made a mistake, ma'am. Okay, I'm on the loudspeaker.
Yes, I'm on the loudspeaker.
Okay, now press the home button. Go to the AnyDex application. AnyDex.
Okay, AnyDex. Right, I'm on AnyDex.
Okay, I'm going to send you a request, okay? Give a click on I am aware and accept.
Okay. I am aware, accept. Yes, accept.
Yes.
And accept. Start broadcast. Yes.
Yes.
It's going around again.
You just wait.
Yes.
What do you see now?
Broadcast, go to application, screen broadcast, live broadcast to any desk has stopped due to the session was closed by remote users. So do I go okay or go to application?
Click on go to application.
Yep, I'm back in. Right, and I've accepted again.
Yes.
Now start broadcast.
Yes.
It's just spinning around. Just go to application or okay, screen broadcast, remote users. Go to application.
Click on go to application.
Yeah. Oh, to come back to.
What do you see desk, now?
Any desk. No one called, enter remote address and 9545581671 and down
okay.
The bottom is
I'm going to send you a request again.
Okay.
Give a click on, what do you see?
I see I am aware of the risk.
Yeah, click on that.
Yep. And this, I'll wait for that to come up. Accept. Mm. It's a little bit too technical for me, I'm sorry. Right. Except start broadcast, yes? Start broadcast?
Yes, yes.
Sorry. It's just spinning around.
Now press the home button.
And, yep. Oh, the remote thing keeps coming.
Yeah, press the home button again.
Yep.
Now open that Bitcoin application, Bitcoin. Go squire, swipe your screen, okay, to the left side, continuously.
Yeah, I've got it. You want me to hear it? Okay, verification.
Yeah, you have to go close it, okay? Close it and open your email. Close it, go to the home screen, open your email.
Okay.
Open your email.
Okay, what, Google email, you know, email, Gmail. Yes. Okay. Bitcoin wallet.
Yeah, open that.
Yeah.
Okay, now go to the home screen again, open that Bitcoin, open that.
Yeah.
Ma'am, I will tell you, you don't have to write down anything, I will tell you, okay? Just go to the home screen.
Just press. Oh,
yeah. Go to the home screen, madam.
Yes.
Ma'am, I'm telling you, go to the home screen of your mobile. Open that Bitcoin wallet, Bitcoin.
Okay.
Now put the code, I'm telling you. Put the code.
Sorry, I can't hear people around.
I'm telling you the code, put in there. Put the code in the boxes. 360 in the first box, click inside it. In the first, yeah,
3-6-0-6-6-1. 6-6-1.
Yeah, now okay. there is at the bottom, there is an option, I agree. Click on that, then give a click on the check boxes, the two check boxes. Click on that.
So I agree with me.
Yeah, click on that.
Yeah.
Then click on the second one as well.
Send me news.
Yeah,
okay.
Click on that. Then click on continue.
Yes. Sorry, code expired.
Okay, it has got expired. Click on close. We have to send you another code, okay? You do one thing.
Yes.
Click on resend code. Click on that. Madam, hold on. Have
please
a look. Yeah, click on that. Now go to the home screen, open your email. Okay, hold on. Your code is 308220.
Okay. Bitcoin. Bitcoin.
Yes, have a look, left hand top, there is a back arrow, click on that.
Back arrow. Yes,
yeah, open
wallet.
The, yeah, now leave it, okay? Go to the home screen, go to the Bitcoin.
Yeah. Yep.
Erase all the code from there, all the number, erase it. Delete all the number from there.
Yes.
Now enter the code 308.
308.
220.
220.
Yeah, click
okay.
on continue.
Okay. First name.
Now, yeah, put your first name and last name. Then put your date of birth.
Yeah, wrong way. No, I don't feel this picture.
Now, where you can see search by address, tap on it and enter your address.
Mm.
Is this your address at the top? Yeah. Okay. Now scroll down. Go to bottom. Click on continue.
Okay. Should take 66.
Yeah. Hold on. Click on continue. Okay, have a look, left hand top there is a back arrow, click on that.
Yes.
Click on that.
Again?
No, click on continue. Okay, click on back arrow once again.
Yes.
Once again. Have a look on the right hand side top, there is three lines over there. Click on it.
Yep.
Go to settings.
Settings, yes.
Okay, click on back arrow.
Yes.
Click on back arrow again. Now you need to swipe your screen, okay? Just slide your screen from top to bottom. Slide it.
Top to bottom. Okay.
Yeah, slide it. Okay, hold on now. Hold on. Now, at the bottom, what option do you see at the bottom?
I have a drop right at the bottom. How to pay crypto. Learn things you need to know to become a pro. That's it.
No, extremely bottom, can you see an option over there, like the three option home and another one?
Yeah, there's the BTC,
says boy,
and...
Oh, ma'am, listen. Close this application. Go to the home screen.
Okay. Yep. Now what?
Open it once again. Bitcoin.com.
Yep.
Now click on settings at the bottom left.
Yep.
Okay, hold on now.
Yep. QR code.
Yeah, click on the back arrow left and top. Now, the second, the first option, hold on. Where you can see the last option, My BTC Wallet, click on that, My BTC Wallet. The last option, My BTC Wallet, click on that, the third one.
Yeah, well, it just says BTC wallet.
Yeah, click on that.
Okay.
Now click on QR. Click on QR.
Yep. Click down.
Okay. Now click on home.
Yep.
Ma'am, not this one. Open that.
Sorry?
Open that application.
Bitcoin.
Yeah, open that.
Yes.
Now have a look on the right, left hand bottom, there is an option home.
Yes. Okay. Sorry.
No issue. Now can you see, ma'am, there is an option My BTC Wallet. Can you see that?
My BTC
Wallet. BTC Wallet.
BT for Terry C Wallet?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, listen. Can you see on the right-hand side, there is three buy option. The first one, second one, and the third one. Click on the second one. Buy option, the second one. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, press it. Go on there.
Now, hold on. Now, click on continue. Click on continue. Now, where you can see Apple Pay, next to that there is an arrow pointing downward. Click on that arrow.
Near Apple Pay.
Yeah, click on that arrow.
But there's no arrow there.
Ma'am, have a look extremely right. There is an arrow pointing downward, extremely right, next to Apple Pay. Ma'am, don't touch anything. Don't touch. What I'm telling you, can you see there is an option pay with Apple Pay, correct?
Yes.
Just right next to the Apple Pay, look, there is an arrow, a small arrow pointing downward. Click on that arrow.
I can't see it.
Ma'am, extremely right-hand side of that Apple Pay.
Yeah,
on the same line.
Yeah, I'm trying. But there's no arrow there.
Okay, give a click on Apple Pay. No, you made a mistake, ma'am. You made a mistake. Have a look. Right-hand side top, there is a back arrow. Click on that.
Yeah, it's saying hello, Patricia, again.
Ma'am, left-hand top, there is a back arrow. Click on that. Left-hand top, there is a back arrow. Click on again. Hold on. Now, can you see confirm your order at the top, correct?
Yes.
Right next to that, can you see the three straight line, correct?
Yes, I can.
Just below that, can you see a back arrow pointing, just below that, can you see an arrow pointing downward?
Yes, I can with Apple Pay.
Yeah, click on that one.
Okay.
Click on add a payment method. Click on that.
Add payment method.
Yeah, click on it. Click on it.
Yes, I have. It says bank card, MasterCard, Visa, buy instantly.
Yeah, click on that.
Just click on where the arrow is.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, where is your credit card, madam? Where is it?
Oh, in the wallet at home.
Get it, please.
Okay, can you wait a few minutes?
Take your time.
I've got to go up to the house.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello? I'm going for a bank card.
It is a credit card, madam?
No. Yes, it's credit.
Okay, put the card number. Put the card number.
Okay. Wait a minute. Okay, so I'll put the month.
Yeah, put the expiry date.
Yes.
And after that, in the back of the card, there is a 3-digit number, put that.
Yep. Yep, that's it.
Now go down, scroll down.
Yep.
Okay, listen. Yeah, click on continue.
Okay. There was an error processing payment with this card. Please try with a different card.
Ma'am, which card you are using, tell me.
My credit card, my bank card.
It is a credit card, right?
Yes.
Do you have a debit card as well?
I do, yes.
Get your debit card, please.
I've got it here, yes.
Got it? Got it with you?
Yes.
Now erase the number from your credit card number from there and put your debit card number.
I'll start again.
Ma'am, you are making a mistake. Ma'am, hold on. Tap in the correct box. Tap in the correct box here.
Okay, sorry. Okay. Oh. And you want the security card in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now go to the scroll down, go to bottom.
Yeah.
Continue.
Yeah.
Again, it is not taking this card, madam. It is a debit card, madam?
Yes, it's debit.
Okay, all right. Close it, ma'am. Close it. Close this bank. Close this page. Okay?
Yeah.
Go to the home screen of the page.
Okay.
Log in into your banking.
I have to go to the toilet. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Is that
Give
all
me. From yeah. I'm on the line. Go and do that, please. Okay. I'm on the line.
I think I know what you want, the actual number, but not the full number. Is that correct?
Sorry?
The number, but not the full credit card. Like, there's a number there that I use for banking.
Which number, madam?
It's 717-896-203.
What number is this?
That's the number from a debit card.
So you need to put that number, madam. Ma'am, in your are you handy with your debit card right now?
I am, yes.
Okay, don't touch anything. Hold on. Have a look on the debit card front of the debit card. Can you see the longest 16-digit number?
Yes, I'll put that on.
What is that number is? Tell me.
I've got to get back into my... Oh.
No, read it back to me. Read it back to me, that number.
Oh, the number, 404-3717-896-203-331.
Okay, that is your debit card number, right? 16 digit, correct? And what is the expiry date?
The 2nd of 27.
And in back of your debit card, can you see the 3-digit number?
Yeah, 581.
It is 581 or 851?
581. Oh, you've not got with the other one.
Sorry?
How do I get back to the...
Okay, you do one thing, ma'am, all right? Just open that, slide your screen to the left side. Ma'am, I told you the left side, not right.
Yes, I know. I'm a little bit stressed. I'm sorry.
Okay, take your time. Yeah.
Do I go to Bitcoin?
Yes.
Okay.
Now where you can see Apple Pay, click on that arrow. Add a payment method.
Yeah.
Click on bank card.
Bank card. Oh, that's a different one too.
Ma'am, click on that. Click on that option,
yeah.
Bank card. Now put the debit card number. Put in there.
The debit card?
Yeah, debit
or
card
that.
Number.
Okay.
No. Ma'am, you just start typing it, okay? Click on that box first.
Oh, okay.
Click on, ma'am, you need to click on that box first. Click on that box. Yeah, now type.
Yes, now I do that.
Now put the expiry date.
Yeah.
Now put the security number very carefully, ma'am. The last 3-digit back of your debit card. Security number.
Okay, 581. Yes.
Yeah, now go to bottom.
Bottom.
And click on continue.
Yep.
No, it is not accepting, madam.
Well, I
okay.
don't know why, because that's the actual card.
Okay, no issue. You do one thing, ma'am, all right? Press the home button of your phone.
Sorry?
Press the home button of your phone, the home button.
Yeah.
And apart from the greater bank, do you do banking with other banks, madam?
Only, you know, paying accounts, but not the major banks. Permanent, the one I use, is with most of them. I'll go back in and let you see. Wait a minute. So, I don't have any other cards except Blazer Bank.
Okay, you just do one thing, ma'am. Click on Retirement Plus Account. Click on that, Retirement Plus Account.
Right.
Click on that.
Yeah.
Now scroll up.
That's it. They're all classes.
Ma'am, go bottom.
No.
Sorry, go to the top.
Yeah.
Go to the top.
Not this account.
I told you, ma'am. Have a look left and top. There is a back arrow. Click on that.
Yes.
Ma'am, you have to click on your Retirement Plus account, ma'am. Retirement
Plus.
Okay.
I've done that. Yeah.
Now scroll down.
Yeah. Oh, geez, I've lost me money.
No, you are not, ma'am. Yeah, hold on. You can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Total five times $1,000 is minus, correct?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Ma'am, listen. The 5 time is minus and the 2 time is plus. It is got credited. Just check it. Can you see? The 2 times is got credited. The plus. Right, ma'am?
Yes. Yes, that's right.
See, as I told you, ma'am, these are all the, dummy transaction. So one by one, all these transaction will be refunded into your account. Okay? It will get credited. All right?
Yeah.
Now, at the moment, 2 transaction got returned. But the 3 is still pending. It will be get returned too, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay,
now
go.
Now close your banking. Close it.
Okay. Close.
Now, could you please let me know, ma'am, how far your bank is from you?
Oh, it's just up the road.
Okay.
Probably 10 minutes, but they'll be closed now.
Yeah, I know it is closed now. I know. All right. And how often you go to your branch, madam?
Oh, occasionally, yes.
Not regularly, right?
No.
Okay. Why I'm asking you, ma'am, because as I told you, the hackers are using your bank account for money laundering. And as I told you, in this case, one of your bank employee are helping them helping the hacker to misuse your account for money laundering, okay? So we need to catch the bank employee as well, including the hacker. And just because you are the victim of the hacker, so only you can help us to find those hackers where exactly they are located. I need your help in that, okay?
Well, they're in Cardiff near the Woolworths.
Sorry?
The greater banks at Cardiff at Woolworths, near Woolworths.
Okay, all right. Now, the thing is that right now, ma'am, actually, I work for the NCA, National Crime Authority, and we are the cyber cops, and we are working under our government, okay? And right now, I am investigating your case, so I am your investigation officer, all right?
Okay,
today, what I have done,
again?
My name is John Williams.
I'll bet you are. Yes.
Now, listen. Today what I have done, I have activated a complete security. I already removed the hacker from your internet line, and your internet line is safe and secure, all right?
Okay,
and your email, your shopping, your banking, everything is safe now. You can do whatever you want, okay?
Yeah.
All right? But the thing is that, ma'am, we didn't found the hacker yet. The hacker are still outside. And we didn't caught him, okay? Just because they are using a very highly advanced technology, just because of that, we are not able to track their location, where exactly they are located. And in order to catch them physically, I need your help, okay? But you don't have to do anything today. You just cooperate with us, because the security which I have updated today, it will start working after 15 to 16 hours. Okay? It will start working. So what I need to do, I need to leave everything as it is. My job for today, it is completed. Okay? I have done my job for today. I have I have provided you all the security. Everything is safe now.
Sorry? Oh, you just faded out.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
I have just completed my security work for today. My job is completed, okay? But as I told you, the security which I have updated, it will start working after 15 to 16 hours. So tomorrow, what I will do in the morning, I will give you a call back, okay? And I will check all the security which I have updated, all of them are started working properly or not. I will check it, okay? And according to that report, if I will find out that still some of the security is not started working, then what I will do for the security checkup, for the checkup of your modem, I will send the engineer. Okay, I will make an appointment with you, and according to your convenient time, I will send our engineer for the checkup of your modem. Okay?
Okay. Thank
you.
I'm going on to Aussie Broadband with Wi-Fi tomorrow afternoon.
No, don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere, madam, without my permission, ma'am. Because I told you the hacker could be anyone. We cannot trust anyone. The hacker could be your neighbor, could be anyone. Because these hackers are living very close to you. That's why I asked you, have you noticed someone outside your house or not? Any unknown person?
No, I haven't. People walk through, but not from the area, and By the way,
you live alone with you live with someone?
I live alone, yes.
But you said to me there is a community hall or anything like this?
Community
area?
We're in a retirement village.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Where I'm working from.
Okay, all right. But my question is to you, ma'am, you are the victim of the hacker, and the hacker are using your identity for their crime, okay? So until and unless we will catch the hacker physically, it is my humble request to you, do not disclose anything about our investigation with anyone, okay, who lives with you nearby you, all right? Do not disclose anything. Because this is the rules and regulation of our investigation, and you are also a part of our investigation now, okay? So please follow our instruction and rules and regulations. All right?
I know.
Okay, because you live with your friend, I think, in your retirement village. So if you will have a chat with them, do not tell them that I got hacked or anything, okay? Because they will get panic, all right? Do not disclose and don't trust anyone, because anyone can use your identity for their benefit, okay?
Yeah, okay, mate.
Yeah. And let me tell you, till tomorrow, at what time you will be free in the morning? Tell me.
Early. I go out at about 9:30 or 9:15.
So 9 o'clock, should I ring you? 9 o'clock in the morning?
Yes, that would be a very good time, yes.
Okay, what I will do, 9 o'clock, sharp 9 o'clock in the morning, I will give you a call back, okay? And after that, I will do a checkup. All the security started working or not. I will do a checkup, all right? Then after that, I will tell you what you have to do, okay? And till tomorrow, don't do online shopping and online banking, because it will be not safe.
I'm not very
attached
to send a text or something.
Yes. And if you will have a conversation over the phone with anyone, like suppose your friend or your family member calling you in your mobile, you can just have a normal chat. Don't say anything regarding this investigation, because might be the hacker will trace your phone call and they will listen your conversation. And if you will talk about the investigation,
I'll just send texts, but I won't talk about this. What's going on?
Doesn't matter, ma'am. If you are sending a text, You can send a text, but don't text anything regarding this investigation. Okay?
Yes.
Keep it in private. All right?
Okay. Right.
I'm giving you some security number for you. Write it down. This is for your safety. Okay?
Okay. I'm ready.
Write down your safety security number. Your safety security number.
88 55 55 00 00 00.
This is for your safety and security. Okay. Now, why I have given you this code? Because nowadays, in our country, so many scams going on. Okay.
Yeah, I thought I was pretty smart, but I wasn't.
Yeah, actually, you know, so many telemarketer calling our customer and they are selling unnecessary software and charging money to our customer. So if you, and might be the hacker will call you and they will tell you they are from Telstar and they will try to break down the security as well, which we have provided you. So if anyone will call you regarding your internet problem or regarding the hacker, how you will get to know that they are legitimate? Just simply ask them, what is my security code? Okay. If they will give you this code 885500, that means they are legitimate. You can talk to them. If they won't give you, don't talk to them. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And remember my name, John Williams. I am your investigation officer. Apart from me, anyone will ring you. Don't talk to them. Only I will ring you regarding this investigation, ma'am. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Understood, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, just hold on, madam. Just help me out with your complete name, please.
Patricia Gay Simmons.
Okay, hold on. Patricia
Gay.
Spell it out.
G-A-I.
G-A-I.
Yes, Simmons. F-I-T-Z-S-I-M-M-O-N.
Go slowly.
Oh, F-I-T-Z-S-I-M-M-O-N. F-I-T-Z? F-I-T-Z for zebra.
F-I-T-Z for zebra after that.
Z, yes, S-I-M-M-O-N-S.
Okay. Okay, all right. Okay, hold on, madam. And your mobile number is 0402095598, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, all right. Okay, so remember my name, madam, John Williams. I'm going to call you tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, okay? Till then,
okay.
Don't do online shopping and don't do online banking as well, okay?
Okay.
And the money, all your money will get refund by tomorrow. Okay, 2,000 is already refunded. 2,000 is already refunded. 3,000 is left. Just because the banking hour got closed. Okay, you it's almost 5:40. Okay, the bank is closed. So this is why you will get 3,000 tomorrow. Okay.
Okay. Right.
All right. I will call you tomorrow morning. Okay. Till then, do not disclose anything with anyone. Okay.
Okay. Right.
Bye-bye, ma'am. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.